1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, taking open lines here, and we've had several people hanging on the line and want to talk about different things, but I kind of wanted to get to this one call here, Mike. You put it up on, I don't want that call, was it line two where we were going to go to that caller? It just seems like an interesting, it was an interesting place to go. He's talking about what, renting out an apartment? Okay. Where are you calling from, sir?
Yes, I'm from Pasadena.
From Pasadena?
Yes.
Okay, tell us the story. You are a property owner, correct?
But I own an apartment building in Pasadena that has different units. They've got 7 units. And I had a woman apply for one of the apartments. And she is very obese.
Right, she was a fat woman?
She was fat, yes. And I came to this country because I have a dream. I love to be in this country.
And all right, so you're from, where are you from?
Alexandria, Egypt.
You're from Egypt?
Yes.
Okay.
I wished a few that I have, I took the money, I had my wife and I, my son, we bought this apartment in Pasadena. It was earthquake damage, but we bought this thing, we worked at it, we sweated, we slaved at it, we come the day that we take applications. And I interviewed this one girl who was very heavy, and she's very fat, and she would make noise, and this kind of thing. And I said to her, I said to my wife, I don't want to rent to him.
Okay, you're being sued by this person?
She has gone to California Department of Housing to look at me because I won't rent to him.
And why won't you rent to her?
Because I will tell you this. She is a big woman. She is a fat woman. She is going to fall down. Or she's going to get stuck in a door or something.
Yeah. How large is she? Is she so fat that she could get stuck in something?
She is significantly. She's not.
How much would you say she? How tall is she?
Well, I don't know. She's a 5'6", 5'7".
How much does she weigh?
About almost 200.
Almost 200 pounds, like 190.
About 190. I don't know. But she could be in the circus. This is how fat she is. And so,
well, that doesn't sound like a really big woman, but be that as it may, you say this is a fat woman.
Yes.
And where's the apartment?
This is upstairs. Okay, so if you take a fat woman or a fat man, a large person who is going to rent, she's going to go up your stairs to fall down? No. I know what that they're going to do. She wants to sue me if she falls down and breaks her leg. She falls down and hurts herself. So I am not going to rent to her. And
well, I can tell you, sir, there's a law in the state of California, as there is, I'm sure, in many other states. You can't discriminate against somebody based upon their size.
No. You don't understand. She is going to see if she falls down because she is fat. She is going to sue me. I can see this. Now she's gone to California Department of Housing. She's filed this complaint, so I must rent to her, and I don't want to do this. And I want to say to people who own property or people who are going to rent that if you're fat, if you are a person who is overweight, what am I supposed to do? That if I rent to you and you are clumsy or something.
Well, look, first of all, you can't say that she's going to fall down because she's fat.
Fat people are clumsy. They are in a situation where their body type is clumsy.
So fat people fall down?
The ones that I know, yes. And
are you around a lot of fat people? I mean,
I've been around a few. They're clumsy. They bump into things. Fall down.
All right, so you're worried, sir, that you're going to rent to this fat lady, she's going to fall down, and she's going to sue you.
Yes, he's right, yes. And I'm not going to allow this to happen. I don't care if state of California is going to make me, because if she sits on the toilet, she breaks the porcelain, she goes the water damage. And
well, look at a woman who's almost 200 pounds, I don't know how toilets are constructed.
I don't think he can take that kind of weight. And so if she breaks the toilet, if she's stuck in a tub, 3 years ago, my brother owned the apartment in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He had a fat man who was stuck in his bathtub. He has sued $50,000 that he have to pay.
All right, well, that was your brother's experience. This is a new day. And a woman 5'6 and 180 pounds or 190, while fat, while large, doesn't sound like she's going to get stuck in a bathtub.
You know, I rent. I am a renter. I am a landlord. I know I will not allow my family to become compromised because of this. The state of California forced me to rent to this woman. And if I am forced to rent to this woman, and she is clumsy to fall down, stuck in bathtub, she will sue me. Okay?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. So basically your problem is you don't want to rent to a fat lady.
No, I'm not, no.
Because fat people are clumsy, she may fall down and sue you.
Yes, that's right.
Has the state been in touch with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. They said to me that I violate this California Department of Housing.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a landlord. I can tell you that I think it's unfair for you not to rent to this person based upon the assumption that she's so fat she's going to fall down.
I'm telling you, this girl is an accident waiting to happen. And what if she collapses the floor? What if she goes through...
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
If she goes through this... If she collapses the floor, I have elderly woman who live below her. She collapsed the floor, she falls and perhaps kills somebody, for God's sake.
And this woman is not fat enough to go through the floor and kill the old lady downstairs. I don't think it's going to happen.
She could be standing there. Okay, in other words, if she going to sit down to take, to go to the bathroom, the toilet goes to the floor. I have seen it.
Sir, I think you're being panicky, and I think you're being wrong, and I think that what you're doing here is this lady is not overly obese. She's...
Well, again, Mr. Andre, I come to this country, and
I understand how you came to this country, okay? And I know that you worked very hard, and I know that you want what you want and all of this stuff, okay? The toilet isn't going to... I don't think the toilet's going to collapse.
Are you a landlord?
No, sir, I'm not.
Then I don't think you understand that this is an investment of mine. And this investment stands to lose if this fat woman, who is a good person, I'm not to say she's not a good person, but she could sit down on toilet. Toilet collapses, floor, subflooring, struts, goes through drywall. All of this takes place in like 2-3 seconds. What do I do? I don't know.
Well, I can tell it concerns you.
Yes.
You're afraid the toilet is going to go through the drywall and right down on top of the old lady that sleeps downstairs because a fat woman's sitting on it.
Because this is, because of this body type, fat people are clumsy people. It's not a natural body type.
All right, here is Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I have a couple of comments.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm a registered nurse. I can tell you that 180 or 90 pound, 5'6" woman is not morbidly obese.
Is that obese, though? Is that obese?
Okay.
Is it obese?
I don't know, sir, what kind of toilets you use or what you put in your units, but there's no way that any toilet is going to collapse under a 190-pound person. I have rental property. I have condos and apartments that I rent.
Okay.
It is against the law to require anything of your regarding discriminating against those people that are potentially going to be tenants.
What if they fall down?
You know what? You could
stuck.
Fall down. That's a risk you take. That's why you have homeowners insurance.
But she'll sue me. She's going to sue me, you see. And I try to protect myself by saying...
Sir, you're in business. This is a business. That's a risk you take. That's
no,
risk
no, I don't
That's
have to take the risk.
That's why you pay for insurance.
I don't have to take this risk. I don't have to rent to this
well,
big fat...
Well, I have news for you. You can't discriminate against this woman.
Oh, in other words, I
hope
must...
that you do rent to her. I hope that they hold you to it.
Well,
and,
I will tell you, you're telling me the law says in this country, you must rent to this fat tub of guts. Let her sue you.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you.
Well, she's a fat tub of guts.
I agree with
you,
the,
sir. How much do you weigh?
I agree with this lady. I think that characterizing her as a tub of guts is...
Shame on you. You come to this country where everybody has opportunity and should be treated fairly and equally, and you have the audacity to insult this woman?
What does she
overweigh? You know what? I would not rent from you if I were her because you're ignorant.
But I will tell you this.
Hey, listen.
No,
I'm not ignorant.
I can tell you this. I will not rent to a fat tub who could be clumsy. And
why do you keep harping on this clumsy thing?
Because can I ask you a question, sir? Let me ask you this. If you went back to Egypt, would you be able or be in the position to be a landlord and have tenants?
No, that's why I'm here.
Okay, then you need to follow the laws of this country and this
government.
No, I don't want
this tub of guts to sue me.
I don't want you using that word anymore, okay?
I'm ashamed to hear you talk like that. Shame on you.
I don't want her to sue me.
I hope she does sue you.
Oh,
you're a jerk.
But why?
You're an idiot.
Why do I have to say I don't want to rent her so she'll not sue me? But she's clumsy.
Fat people are clumsy, is that it?
Yes, sir.
I think you're clumsy.
Yes, sir.
You're fat between the ears.
Tell me fat people are not clumsy?
You are fat between the ears.
You don't know. You see, if you're a nurse, you must know that fat people
I am
are
a nurse, and you know something?
Then you know that they're clumsy.
I think this woman is probably a lot more graceful and gracious than you. Shame on you.
Fat
read the rules and
impossible.
Follow them.
Fat people are not graceful.
How much do you weigh, sir? How tall are you? What do you weigh?
What's it to you?
What do you mean, what's it to her?
What is it to you what she weighs?
Because she's going to kill me.
Does
she's going
she
to kill
me.
And you just dropped the S-bomb there, ma'am. I'm 250 pounds. And
you got the dirty mouth. You have a dirty mouth.
Okay, she's gone. I'm 250 pounds. I've never collapsed a toilet.
Yet.
What's that crack supposed to mean?
You haven't collapsed the toilet yet. Okay, I won't call her a tub of guts. She's a lot... What do you want me to say? She's a lard factory. I can see the Crisco. I mean, that.
A lard factory. Okay, hold on for a minute. Now the guy's got me bugged. He is a renter. He's a landlord. He owns a rental property in Los Angeles, and he cannot discriminate against somebody based upon their weight. He doesn't want to rent to this woman because he's afraid she's going to collapse the flooring in her bathroom and come crashing. Oh, and come crashing down on the old lady below, sleeping. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and this is the Phil Hendry Show.
You know.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I have Mr. Finine on the line from Los Angeles. He's a landlord, owns an apartment house. You got 7 units in there. You don't want to rent to this fat woman. You say she's 190 kilograms. We thought it was pounds.
No, he's 190 kilograms.
That's 400 pounds.
That's what I tried to say to you. It's 400 pounds.
Well, that's a lot of...
This is a person who could kill somebody. Not because she's a bad person.
Right.
But because she and her weight, she could collapse a wall. She could go through a...
That's a slightly different matter. If she's 400 pounds, it sounds like it's a health condition. But you still can't keep from renting to her based on her weight.
But what if she sues me because she's leaning against the wall in the wall? She's so fat I could grease my frying pan with her ass. According, you know,
Hold your language too, okay? We're trying to get on in Austin, man, and with language like that, they're not going to let us on the air in Austin, okay? So
All
right, what I'm hearing you say is she'll be leaning against the wall and the wall will collapse.
Yes.
The wall will collapse. All right, let me go to some phone calls here.
But you see, I want to hear from people who are... people who own property. And people...
I don't know if anybody owns property. I own my own house. I don't rent. Here's Chesapeake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I think that this guy has some serious problems with his property. That even if a child were to go into one of his properties, something would happen to it. Now, what does he have, joints or something?
No, ma'am, this is a building that was built. It was reinforced after Northridge earthquake, 1994, and this building was completely reconstructed.
No,
according to...
How can you even say 190-pound person,
what?
And now you've jumped up to 400 pounds... 190 kilograms, that this person is going to go through the toilet? I mean, what, did you have tape on your floor joint?
No, ma'am, I am afraid that...
You know what? I haven't heard how much you weigh. How much do you weigh?
That's what's that got to do with anything. I live on the ground floor.
Do you live on the ground floor?
Yes, ma'am. I live on the ground floor.
You live on the ground floor.
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't you move up to where the so-called fat lady, as you're calling her, why don't you move up there and then let her move in?
The more important question is, are you fat?
No, I'm not fat.
You must be fat.
No, I'm not fat.
Then why do you stick up for the fat?
You must be fat.
Why? How could I be fat?
How do you determine if this lady is fat or not?
Because
do you have like a fat standard or something?
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
How do you determine that she's fat?
Because I could see the floor sag.
If she's not like model material in the Vogue magazine,
it doesn't matter how much I weigh. I own the property.
You saw the floor sagging.
Yes. Do you see she laughs at the fat woman? I'm laughing at you because
I cannot believe that somebody so utterly ridiculous is calling on a subject like this, that you're concerned about a 190-kilogram lady that's going to go through the floorboards
let
on
me
an
say,
old lady. I mean, this is like...
The toilet...
Know, I cannot believe this. I can't believe this. You must have tape on your floor.
No, ma'am. The toilet in her unit sits over the bedroom of the old lady downstairs.
Then you must have tape on your floor joint.
No, if she squats down on toilet one night, the whole floor gives way.
Then you need to go and properly maintain your building.
Right, so that it can support the weight of a 400-pound person. And
What about the... You would not say they're clumsy people.
You need to maintain your buildings and get your buildings up to code.
They're clumsy people, they fall down.
Your buildings are not up to code.
They're clumsy people, they fall down. They get stuck in the bathtub.
What if she gets stuck in the bathtub? Maybe the court needs to send the...
Wait a minute, what cornball are you coming up with now? What if she gets stuck in the bathtub?
Yes. I'm telling you that they have to cut people out of their house with the jaws of life. Come on.
You know what I think they should do?
All right.
I really think they should send the building inspectors in.
To your house first and make sure that it's safe before,
Before anyone goes in.
So Big Bertha wouldn't be able to join that house. Big Bertha wins, is that it?
No, Big Bertha doesn't win. We just want to make sure that your house is safe. All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. Here is Monterey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. I'm still just trying to figure out why this guy's having such a big heart attack about this.
No. In California, the California Department of Housing, you must rent to any... You cannot discriminate based upon a body type, a religion.
Yes, we're familiar with that.
But
that is wrong for a landlord, because if I rent to this lard butt, she's going to collapse a wall.
Okay, you know, can I say something here?
If you rent to a lard butt, she'll collapse a wall.
Can I say something? Hello?
Yes, hello.
I'm kind of like in the middle of this thing. I kind of understand where you're coming from because...
Right.
Wait, hold on. We are in the upstairs, three-story high building at work, okay? And we have this lady that must be anywhere from 300 to 350 pounds, okay?
Holy Jesus.
And we share a bathroom in the third floor. She uses the elevator. She gets up there. And believe it or not, the toilet has become the leak. You know, started leaking.
That's right.
And it could have been any of us, okay?
No. Knowing about this lady, if she sits on the toilet and has some kind of explosive bowel movement, or it cracks the floor. She can go through.
I think yes,
just sail through like a bomb.
I think you have a little.
I think he's being melodramatic. I think that's ridiculous. I think the California building code is such that a 400-pound person ought to be supported by a toilet.
Let me finish.
No, you want to let the lady finish.
Okay.
You want to tell you that...
Go ahead, finish.
This happened once, right? And then the maintenance people came up. They installed a different type of toilet. They actually took the floor out. I don't know what they did to it, but, you know, we couldn't use that floor's bathroom for a whole, 2 weeks or whatever.
Well, it never leaked again.
What I think happened is
I don't want to kill an old lady. I don't want to kill an old lady.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. She'll go sailing through the floor and kill the old lady downstairs. I lived in an apartment. I'll never forget. The apartment that I had in Ventura, the first apartment that I had up in Ventura when I moved up there to begin my talk radio career 10 years ago last month. 10 years ago last month, I packed my Chevy Blazer full of the only effects that I had, the only things that I could keep, because I couldn't afford to move myself. So I sold all of my furniture. I didn't have any money, and I'm 37 years old, and I packed my Chevy Blazer full of the rest of my crap, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there, and I drive up to Ventura. And by the way, all of my kitchenware, my plates, you know what I did with them? I put them all in this old duffel bag and threw them into a Dipsy dumpster. I threw them away. It was like just some kind of a purging thing I was doing. I don't know what the hell was wrong with me. You know, I'd finished my career, one phase of my career. I was starting another one. And Mike's saying, you were expecting not to eat for a while? Yeah, pretty much. But I had this job up at up in Ventura, and I'm driving up there, and I get up there, and I rent this apartment that's about two blocks off the beach near the Chart House up there. You ever been to the Chart House in Ventura? It's got a nice little ocean view. It's across the freeway. It's cool. Well, I was just up the street from the Chart House in this apartment that had the walls were so thin, first of all, that I'd be laying there at night trying to get some sleep, and there's a UCSB student that lived next door to me, and the guy would tape the Rush Limbaugh show and then listen to it back at 10 o'clock at night. So I'm hearing pumping through the walls. And it's my friends. And it's coming through the walls.
My friends, I am the authority. And another thing, why don't you just jam it up your...
And I go next door and tell this guy, hey, look, man, I'm awfully sorry. I'm really not this kind of a neighbor, but my bedroom is right next to your kitchen. The walls were paper thin. But the one thing I remember, you know, that really was the clincher for this deal is, you know, I'm a late night guy. So I'm staying up to like 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. My show didn't start till 1 o'clock. So what the hell? I'd sleep till 10. Go over, prep for about 13 seconds, and go on the air and do brilliant radio. That's exactly what we do, of course. We roll in here about, you know, 5 minutes to four in the afternoon. Anyway, the old lady that lived downstairs complained to my landlady, who is this really formidable woman, a concentration camp survivor. She walked around wearing muumuus and smoking Pall Mall Straits. And they spoke with this accent, you know. And she's a nice Jewish lady with the cigarette throat and with the tattoo right there, the serial numbers on her wrist. And you know, Phil, I hate to bother you, but this old bag downstairs, you know, well, what's going on? Well, she says you're walking around. I says, yeah, I'm walking around. I'm walking around in my apartment. Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I says, wait a second. It'd be one thing if I got my radio turned up too loud. It'd be another thing if I'm pumping Rush Limbaugh through the walls into her bathroom. It'd be something else entirely if I had the TV blasting, like the guy who would show up at 5 a.m. every morning and work the midnight, this whatever shift, and this guy would pump the Jesus station. So he had some TV show. And so I'm waking up at 6 a.m. listening to, you're going to hell. All God's children going to hell. You're going to hell, too. That's I'm hearing that. And then the guy across the way, he's watching Star Trek. I had nutballs for neighbors, but I didn't care about any of them except the old lady downstairs who said that I'm not allowed to walk in my apartment at 2 a.m. And this old guy, you know, I said, you know what, Sadie, I got a bug out of this scene, man. This is not my thing. If I can't walk around at 2 a.m., what am I supposed to do, go out to a bar or something? I mean, I'm up, you know, I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm thinking. I'm like nuts. Maybe she thinks I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. She is smelling something coming from your bathroom. Well, you know, that's just tough. It ain't no decapitated bodies. So I split out of there. But that was like really cheesy, man. That period of my life was, oh, God, I was push-starting my truck to get to work in the, you know, I was, because I couldn't afford a starter for my car. I would back it out of the stall and I would push it down the alley and get it going, and drive to the radio station, and do my idiotic show, and then walk out. Hey, see you later, Phil. Hey, thanks a lot. Really great show today. Thank you very much. And I'm push-starting my Blazer to get it going so I could get home. Meanwhile, all the sales guys are getting out into their Lexuses, and their BMWs, and their Mercedes. And I'm going, what the hell is wrong with this picture anyway? Not that I want to be a sales guy. Not that I think anything's wrong with being a sales guy, but there's something wrong with a guy who's on the air breaking his rear end morning, noon, and night doing this gig, and I'm push-starting my car. Which brings me to Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. Oh, never mind. Schaefer's going, don't do it. Don't go there. Oh, I don't give a crap. I honestly... Oh, you want me to go there? Mm-mm. If you're an advertiser on this show, you got to be an advertiser over the long haul. You can't be an advertiser over the short haul. You're a lightweight if you pull this short haul stuff. You're a lightweight. Stay off my show. Get lost. Only over the long haul. We got some great advertisers. Rock Honda's been with me for 3-4 years. You know, you just have to stay with us for a long time. This is not just 2 months and instantaneous recognition. And there's another thing. There's certain advertisers, you know, that just don't belong on this radio, on my particular show. I don't know about anybody else's. There's certain advertisers who they do nothing but buy a lot of radio, which is wonderful, but you hear their message morning, noon, and night. There's nothing particularly special about me pitching it. I've said this before. What we ought to have in this show is some advertisers that appeal to the guys that I got listening to the show, primarily men, 25 to 44. When I first went to work in Los Angeles 4 years ago, and I went on the air at 9 o'clock at night, I couldn't believe my ears when I rolled into my first break. Do you know what they had? A freaking funeral parlor. A funeral parlor. My first break, 9:15 at night, and this is KFI Los Angeles, and we'll be right back. Yes, if you're beginning to leak blue fluid from your ear. You know? If you're beginning to break wind that smells like sulfured eggs, maybe it's time you just cut the back out of the suit there, Harry. Come to Ed's Funeral Parlor. We'll suck all the juice out of you, pump you full of formaldehyde or whatever the hell. Pardon me, I've been drinking. Have you in the ground just after dinner. This is what we got on the station. More stimulating. Yeah, it's stimulated me all right. I went the next day, I said to the salespeople, what is that? Oh, no, they're great advertising. I don't know. Maybe they are, and that's fine. But all I know is about my show is that, you know, you have to stay with this thing for a long time. And when we began to get syndicated, I said, hey, if an advertiser comes on board with us nationally, I'm not asking for any talent fee. All I ask is for a long-range commitment from them, and they're going to be fine, okay? My listeners, my people, they know what Phil's about, and, you know, they think I'm full of crap, and it's great. But I'm flipping my radio on. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we're doing all this goofball, trend-setting, groundbreaking, nobody's ever done it before stuff on the radio. And I go into a spot with, hi, I'm Merle Oberman, and if you come to my funeral home, we've got a guy with a hump and a shovel. Not a problem. What the hell? And they got all that organ music. Hello. So that was, that's the thing, man. So just, you know, hang in, be good, be cool, don't worry about it. By the way, Maria told me we're having some tile replaced in our kit. We got tile that we got to have replaced in the kitchen. So I said, you know, if you're okay with the workmen coming over, you know, we got some pretty good guys coming over and doing stuff. And I, you know, you're a man, you don't want to leave your wife alone in the house with a workman, but what the hell, it's the middle of the day. There's a lot of neighbors around. Everything's all right. So that's fine. But she tells me these weird stories. Yeah, the guy who came over and replaced the tile? I said, yeah. So I got into a really interesting conversation with him. Oh, really, honey? What was that about? Well, when he and his wife are sexually frustrated with each other, what they do... I go, what? This is the guy that came over to replace the tile, and he's telling her, hi, ma'am, nice house. You know, when my wife can't really do it for me, I get into a leather suit and rubber underwear. The guy's replacing tile. She's known him for 5 minutes. And Maria's the kind of woman, she's just, oh, really? Pour a cup of coffee, sit down, pull up a chair. What do you got to say, man? This guy's telling him, Maria, about his fun night out with his wife. When things get boring around the house, she puts on something made out of plastic. He puts on something made out of latex. It's a latex Hugo Boss suit. And he probably even said, you know, I've got it in the back of my truck. Would you like me to try it? I don't know. See, my wife is just everybody to her. She gives dignity to everybody. Maria gives dignity to every human being. She is nice to everybody. You could be a circus midget. I don't care. She's, oh, how you doing? So how's things down there? Ha, 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 ha. Whatever. And I'm totally the opposite. It's why we're married. because I am antisocial. I don't like being around people. When the weekend comes, I want to go to my home. It's my castle. I want to stay there. I want to lock the door, get the machine guns ready for any slob that comes to the door, just in case. And I just want to be there and, you know, recreate in my pad. And if we go out to dinner, I'm not antisocial. I'm not a very social guy. I have friends, a certain number of friends that come over, whatever, we go over to their house. But Maria, oh, man, she'll let the whole world in. She's Mother Teresa. She went to a restaurant the other night, four people I never seen before in my life. She goes, why don't we give them a ride on our boat? Because we got this little electric boat that goes around the lake. I said, I just met these people. Come on. I don't want to go out with these guys. I'm not that they're bad people. I just don't want to do it. Don't make me, please. So what was I saying before I talked about this? Because there's something bugging me about it. What was I talking about before I talked about Maria? Oh, the advertisers. Yeah, so let's go. Start advertising. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Now we'll go into the home improvement catalog here and just check out, why doesn't Dr. Ruth just give it up, okay? Do I always have to see her grinning, impish face with another sex toy next to it? Dr. Ruth recommends this vibrator specially made! And she's just all, give it up, leave me alone, go away. $99, the thing's the size of a Hoover vacuum cleaner. And it says here, recommended by Dr. Ruth. Did that ever carry any weight, by the way? Recommended by Dr. Ruth? Did that ever have any significant impact in the culture at all? And that guy that was on her show with her, Larry, remember him? Where's he now? I bet you he's throwing back shots over the Sportsman's Lodge. Just, God, I can't believe it. 5 years I wasted with her. Yeah, remember that really clean-cut guy that was with her on her show? Yeah. Okay, Larry, who's next? Well, Dr. Ruth, we have a letter here from Heinrich, and he's writing from Spandau Prison. And he says, you know, anyway, this is $99. It's an air oscillator and can also be used for body massage. Not that, you know, Ruth recommends that. Okay, what else we have? Here's something I think you'll enjoy. Full-size protection. No more stains when you use this full-size adult protector. Made of stain-resistant vinyl, spills just wipe away, easy-to-use Velcro closure, blue, green, one-size-fits-all. Well, what it is, ladies and gentlemen, is a vinyl bib that you wear around your neck, and it's as big as those big lead aprons you wear when you get your teeth x-rayed. You know that thing that they flop down on your groin? The nurses still don't get that. You know, you go get a dental x-ray, and she says, okay, hold on, I'm going to put this in. Boink! Thing is lead-lined so that you don't get irradiated, you know, so that your very precious Royal American, the family jewels, don't get irradiated to the point of complete seizure and shrinkage. They flop that thing on you. Oh, well, whatever. What am I saying? I'm sorry. I mean, what, do I want my teeth to rot out of my head? Of course not. I like any dental x-rays, but the thing's about that big. Do you put this on when you have friends over? Would you wear that when you have friends over? Hey, we're having spaghetti tonight. I hope you guys will pardon me. I'm putting on my one-size-fits-all vinyl Velcro thing, my bib. Irritable bowel? Try Calm Colon. 1 in 5 adults suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. They never tell you what that is. By combining traditional Chinese along with Western medicine, that's why you got bowel trouble in the first time, Chinese herbs. A powerful herbal formula was created to help prevent irritable bowel syndrome. All natural, Calm Colon promotes healthy bowels, 60 capsules. That's a great name, Calm Colon. How about underarm deodorant called No Stink? Just say it. Calm Colon. Got any Calm Colon? Sure. And I'll take some No Stench for my pits and let's see. Non-decay or keeps the yellow off or doesn't stench you out. Toothpaste. No gingivitis. You know, I'm looking at this apron that they're wearing here, this bib. Who is going to sit there with a smile on their face with their big green bib going, hi? And then, of course, they have Sit Again hemorrhoid cream. Sit Again. Oh, I've been standing for years until I found Sit Again. Now I actually can sit in a chair. Yes, Sit Again hemorrhoid cream. Here's another adult protector. I don't know what's going on with Lillian Vernon or whoever these people are, but they've got like three ads for bibs for adults. Are we losing it as a generation? I didn't want to say anything, but more and more adults need bibs. Full-size bib protects clothes from mealtime spills. Cotton, poly, white is 100%. This woman, look at this woman's face. What if she invited you over for dinner, Craig, and she says, and here's a bib for you. Wait a second. Let me turn the page because, yes. The adult diaper ad. Knew it. Here's the waterproof cotton briefs. Pretty cotton briefs provide dependable protection from leaks and stains. They got the shapely like it's a model or something. You know, you got to be 112. No model looks like, no 112-year-old man looks that way that I know of.
What I tell the women is, la haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche. And then I say, bleh.
But that does not mean that you're beautiful. It doesn't mean that you're beautiful.
What, is it, what does it mean?
Agro un perro is telling you that the dog is barking to the man in the middle of the night. That's what you're saying. That is what those words mean. And it has nothing to do with being beautiful.
No. Okay, the guy that I hired then.
What do you mean the guy you hired? You're saying...
And then you're
Mr. Henry, I am a business owner. I don't like being laughed at, sir.
And wait. You are saying to these women, the dog is barking to the man in the middle of the night, and then you're going, blah, blah, blah?
I hired a guy.
You cannot even consider yourself Argentinian if you are not able to speak the language, and you have to hire someone to even speak it for you.
Ma'am, I've been away from my country for so long. I do no longer have a good mastery of the language. I do know colloquial phrases, and I always la haré el perro de algún hombre esta noche.
Maybe you should tell your waitresses in the American language that they look very beautiful and presentable, so that way they can present themselves to your customers.
And then I would
instead of giving them some kind of sexual, linguistic, verbal response to them.
No, but you see, for many women in America, these are girls who just got off a Greyhound bus.
It doesn't matter if they just got off the Greyhound bus. Then you're discriminating them.
But I want these girls
to feel... You're discriminating them.
I want them to feel special, so I say to them...
it lifts them up.
How could that lift anybody up?
No.
Going blah, 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 blah.
I show them how to use their short skirt and heels to their advantage, and then they can understand what I am trying to say.
I understand that too. But why can't, before making those tongue responses to them, you can just tell them, okay, you look appropriate for to serve the customer.
What you are telling
these women, you don't even yourself know what it means. So you shouldn't even say it without knowing the proper definition or the proper words.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me that for all these years I've been saying to them, a man is barking at a dog or what is that?
In the middle of the night. Yes, sir. That is what you are saying.
Oh,
and I hope
God. Someone
else calls and corrects me because I know that is correct because I am very fluent in my
Spanish. You didn't know that?
I didn't know. Could I ask you something, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Which one is more effective? La 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 la, or blah, 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 which one of the two?
Phil